Good morning once again, and welcome to our morning devotions for today, Saturday, October 21st, 2023, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Colin Saunders, the Assistant Curate at the Pro-Cathedral of Christ the King, Freeport, Grand Bahama. As we begin our devotions, let us pray. Lord, we pray that your grace will always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. For our reflection this morning, I will use the epistle for today's Eucharist, which comes from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Paul writes, "The promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there violation. For this reason, it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of us all. As it is written, 'I have made you the father of many nations,' in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Hoping against hope, he believed that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, 'So numerous shall be your descendants.'" The word of the Lord. St. Paul speaks to the church in Rome on the importance of faith, letting the church know what faith can do. Using Abraham as the example of one who won the promises and favor of God because of his faith, Paul said in verse 13, "For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith." That is what faith can do. We can receive the blessed promises of God by our faith in God. God took notice of Abraham because God saw his faith. God wanted a faithful people to serve him, so he chose Abraham to be the seed from whom a nation of people would come. The children of Abraham, who became known as the people of Israel, were faithful people, but sometimes they were not. The history of Israel shows that they lived in a cycle of time where they had periods of faithfulness and favor, and then there was a period of unfaithfulness, followed by a time of punishment for their unfaithfulness, then a time of repentance, and back to faithfulness and favor. Paul says, "For this reason, their life depended on their faith." In other words, their life of favor, happiness, comfort, and peace depended on their faithfulness to the Almighty God. And so it is with us. We are the new chosen people. If we want God's favor, if we want to feel the joy of his love and kindness, if we want to receive the benefits of his blessings, we need to exercise faith in God. And like Abraham, our faith in God will cause us to trust in God, cause us to go wherever God tells us to go, to do whatever God tells us to do, to love those whom God tells us to love, to help those whom he tells us to help, will cause us to show kindness, be compassionate, be sensitive. Out of faith in God, our faith in God will cause us to be all that God created us to be. so that we, like Abraham, will be blessed to receive the promises of God. Brothers and sisters, I ask you this morning, how strong is your faith? Are you blessed by the promises of God? And if you are, then praise the Lord. But if not, I encourage you to have faith and know for yourselves just what faith in God can do. Amen. We're so grateful that you have taken time to listen to this devotion this morning, and most grateful for all of you who join us regularly. It is our prayer that you will find these devotions to be such a blessing that you will share them with as many persons as possible. And as always, may God bless you as you move by His grace into this new day.
That we'll not trip.